سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال إني ليحزنني أن تذهبوا به وأخاف أن يأكله الذئب وأنتم عنه غافلون. قالوا لئن أكله الذئب ونحن عصبة إنا إذا لخاسرون. فلما ذهبوا به وأجمعوا أن يجعلوه في غيابة الجب، وأوحينا إليه لتنبئنهم بأمرهم وهم لا يشعرون. وجاءوا أباهم عشاء يبكون. قالوا يا أبانا إنا ذهبنا نستبق وتركنا يوسف عند متاعنا فأكله الذئب، وما أنت بمؤمن لنا ولو كنا صادقين. وجاءوا على قميصه بدم كذب، قال بل سولت لكم أنفسكم أمرا فصبر جميل والله المستعان على ما تصفون. وجاءت سيارة فأرسلوا واردهم فأدلى دلوه، قال يا بشرى هذا غلام، وأسروه بضاعة والله عليم بما يعملون. وشروه بثمن بخس دراهم معدودة وكانوا فيه من الزاهدين. صدق الله العظيم. We have no knowledge but the little knowledge what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. May Allah guide me to say the correct words at the correct time. May Allah protect us from the whispers of shaitan and nafs, and assist us to say good words that will be a means of guidance and hidayat for us and for total mankind, for people to come till the day of Qiyamah. We are doing Surah Yusuf. I recited verses from 13, ayah number 13 till 20, almost 7 ayah verses of Surah Yusuf I have recited from para 12. Let's do the English translation and then we'll continue with a little explanation, insha'Allah Aziz. Yaqub alayhi salam, when his sons requested their father to send Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam with them, so he replied, he said, "It makes me sad that you should take him away, and I fear lest a wolf should devour him while you are heedless of him." The sons of Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam said, "If the wolf eats him while we are a strong group, we are then losers indeed." So when they went with him and were determined to put him in the bottom of a pit, which they did, and revealed to him, "You will one day tell them of this deed of theirs," while they will not recognize you. verse number 15 of Surah Yusuf. And they came weeping to their father at nightfall. They said, "Father, we went running races and left Yusuf with our belongings. And the wolf ate him up. And you will never believe us, even though we are telling the truth." Verse number 17 of Surah Yusuf. And they came with fake blood on his kurta shirt, the upper garment. He said, "Rather, your inner desires have seduced you to something. So patience is best. And it's Allah whose help is sought against what you describe." And there came some wayfarers and sent one of them to go for water. So he let down his bucket. Those wayfarers said, "What a good news, here is a handsome boy." And they kept him hidden as a merchandise. Slavery was common at that time. They should sell people, sell young boys. While Allah was aware of what they were doing, and they sold him for a paltry price, for a few silver coins, and they were disinterested in him. Now the brothers of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, the evil intention that they had to take him away from the father. And when they took him away from the father also, they never treat him well, and they put him in the bottom of the well. Now, very important, when we mention incidents of the various Anbiya Kiram that are mentioned in the Quran, there are certain incidents that took place in their life. It was the decision and the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Iyazu Billah, Summa Iyazu Billah. I was reading one book of a non-Muslim. And the non-Muslim writes this incident of Surah Yusuf, that why Allah did not help him same day and same time and did not unite him with his father straight away. Why after a few years, he had to go in the well, go to be sold in Egypt, end up in the king's palace, and then the king's wife was advancing towards him, and all that innocence, he was sent to prison. The long incident, they say it was plus minus 40 years separation when Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam was united with his father. Now, a non-Muslim, aliyazu billah, an atheist will write something like that, would question the decision of Allah, would question the incidents that are mentioned in the Quran. So we accept the verses of Quran without using reason and logic, and we know it is true, inshallah, alhamdulillah. Now the brothers, when they came, mentioned the previous verses, was that brothers of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, after talking to each other back and forth, finally put him down in a dissolute well and returned to their father, telling him that he has been eaten up by a wolf. From verse 18, the story onwards has been taken up in the following words: وَجَاءُوا عَلَىٰ قَمِيصِهِ بِدَمٍ كَذِبٍ. And they came with fake blood on his shirt, on his upper garment. That is, the brothers of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam came back with his shirt. They had smeared it with fake blood so they could make their father believe he has been eaten up by a wolf. It is mentioned the most intelligent people in the world are the Anbiya Ikram alayhi salatu wassalam, because their knowledge is divine from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they have a lot of good character, patience, forbearance. And Yaqub alayhi salam, he immediately understood that the brothers are speaking lies. Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi mentions about the kurta of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. There's two rulings. Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam has used the intact shirt as evidence to establish that the brothers of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam were lying. This tells us that a qazi or judge should also keep an eye on circumstantial evidence along with the claims and arguments of the parties concerned. Sometimes somebody is doing arbitration or there's a dispute between two people. You have to listen to two sides. If somebody come crying to you like a baby, you know, everything is gone, I got nothing, and that man did me down, or he make up like a film actor and start crying and all that. Okay, we sympathize with you, but you have to listen to the other side. Don't just take everything for granted. So Nabi Yusuf, Yaqub alayhi salam understood if a wolf attacked Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, number one, the kurta should have been torn. The kurta was not torn, that means they are speaking lies. And Al-Bawari has said the legendary shirt of Yusuf alayhi salam is a wonder of the world in its own way. Three great events in the life of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam are connected with his shirt, with the upper garment. The first even relates to something of the shirt with fake blood cheating a father, and the evidence of the shirt was established to be a lie. The second even relates to Zulaikha alayhi salam, in which it is the shirt of Sayyidina Yusuf which appears as the conclusive evidence. When the king's wife was making advance to Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, he ran towards the door. And from the back, Zulaikha alayhi salam was trying to pull him. And the evidence was, if the shirt was torn from the back, it's not Yusuf alayhi salam's fault. It was Zulaikha that was making advances. The third event relates to the return of Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam's eyesight, in which it is the shirt of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam which stands out as the cause of that miracle. After many years, there was a drought, and Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam was united with his brothers. He forgave them. Then it was the shirt of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam he sent. It is mentioned that Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam was so grieved at the separation of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam that he even got blind out of excessive crying, and his eyesight became very weak, virtually blind. It is mentioned when Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam sent his kurta and the brothers put it on the eyes or the forehead of the father, Allah Ta'ala immediately restored the eyesight of Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, which is true. Now, in the hadith concerning the night of Mi'raj, it appears in Sahih Muslim, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has reported to have said, when I met Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, I saw that Allah Ta'ala has blessed him with half of the beauty of the whole world, while the other half has been spread over the rest of it. This is mentioned in Muslim Sharif, Ma'arif al-Quran is quoting it. Following immediately after in the statement, wa asarruhu bida'ah, and they kept him hidden as merchandise, it means that a group of travelers were going, and Allah Ta'ala made it such, those travelers took an alternate route. They were traveling from Syria to Egypt, and Allah put it in their heart to take this alternate route, and they needed water, and they put the bucket down. It mentioned the person who lowered the thing and picked Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam up, his name was Malik. I'm just looking for it. Anyway, his name is written here, Malik ibn Zubair. Malik ibn Zubair. Malik ibn Dubar was a person who took Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam out of the well. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam's elder brother used to bring food for him. And then he sees he's not there. So he has some soft spot when looking. He told his brothers, you know what, your brother is not in the well. When they came, they seen that this traveler has taken Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam out of the well. And She's Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam is in the possession of this people. So the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam went to the travelers and they sold him as a slave with a small amount. And it is mentioned less than 40 dirhams, some say 20 silver coins. And then the brothers, they divided the 20 dirhams, 2 dirhams each brother got. And why they sold Nabi Yusuf al-Islam at such a cheap price? They were disinterested in him. They had no sincere love and compassion for the young brother. And they were, and made, Allah Ta'ala says in this verse, you followed your inner desires and your passion to see that why you never do it correctly. And shaitan in the desire made him do such stupid things. May Allah protect us. That is why we must take advice from pious personalities, imam of your masjid, if you are angry with somebody, got a dispute with somebody, how you handle the dispute, how you handle your anger. Your anger must not drive you to do something that you'll end up regretting your whole life. Like you commit murder, police come catch you, you'll be in jail or given death sentence. State of anger, people divorce their wives. In state of anger, people have a physical fight, start using vulgar words and all that. So we know somebody is a controversial person, he wants to argue and fight. Wasbir ala ma yaquluna wahjurhum hajran jameela. Be patient when they speak about you and separate from them in a dignified manner. I will mention few hadiths regarding traveling. We know it's Zilqada now. Today is the 7th, after Maghrib becomes the 8th of Zilqada. And many of our friends and family are going for Hajj. But besides the season of Hajj, during the course of them going for Umrah or Hajj, or any journey for that matter. وَانْسَ أَخْرِبْنِي وَدَاعَةَ الْغَادْمِدِي صَحَابِي رَضِيَنْهُ أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالْ اللهم بارك لأمتي في بكورها وكان إذا بعث سرية أو جيشا بعثهم من أول النهار وكان صخر تاجرا فكان يبعث تجارته أول النهار فأسرى وكسر ماله رواه أبو داود. Our beloved Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, O Allah, bless my ummah, my community in the early part of the day. Whoever travels early part in the day, Allah will make the journey easy and now will assist them in their work. When our beloved Rasulullah used to dispatch a squadron or army, a jama'ah in the path of Allah, he would dispatch it in the first part of the day. Shakir Radhiyallahu, the narrator of this hadith, was a businessman and was in the habit of dispatching his goods in the early part of the day. Consequently, he became very rich and a successful businessman and possessed a lot of wealth. Mentioned Abu Dawud, hadith number 2606, in Tirmizi 1212, and Ibn Majah 2236. One is, you start your journey early in the morning, Allah will make it easy for you. But obviously, if you're traveling by aeroplane, if you're traveling by bus, public transport, so the timings are set by the airlines. The public buses are timing are set by the bus company. We don't have a choice. But where we have a choice, like you're traveling from here to Johannesburg or Cape Town or somewhere, if you leave early part of the morning, there's a lot of barakah. And the narrator of hadith mentioned, even if you start your business early in the morning, there's a lot of barakah in the business. In winter, the nights are long, as Fajr is late. After Fajr, we don't have to have too much sleep. If somebody is sick or something, it's different. Go early to work, early to sleep, and Allah will make our journey easy. Then, time is up. Inshallah, next week we'll discuss more. There are some du'as for traveling. Next time we'll discuss it, inshallah, al-Aziz. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahu, bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.